Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like the living forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith in you. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. It's incredible how he used the hardest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, May 21, 2021. Raven 98 here, along with...
Good morning.
TNT. How you guys doing? It's a super fantastic Friday morning. And I'm loving it. Now, 10 minutes ago, I didn't love it. But I'm getting ready for the RV. Kind of makes you start loving the day all over again. Great song. I don't know who came up with that song. I would call him a genius, but he might take it to your heart. Because the last thing you want is a preacher to start believing in himself. Anyway, I had to get that one in there. Oh, my God. Let me see. I got to see. He probably seen something. Anyway, yeah. He said, I need to pay him. See, ain't that like a preacher? Hey, me. Anyway, guys, it's a great morning. We're going to go through it. Soon as Ray tells us what he sent out, that's where it begins. So I'm going to tell you where it is. All right, Ray.
Okay.
What you sent out?
No updates went out.
Oh.
It made it easy.
How are we going to end when we can't even start? Okay. Everybody keep telling me I sound muffled. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. You do sound a little lower than normal, but I still hear you.
Oh, I don't know what. I got my volume turned up. Got on my headphones. Okay, anyway, two good things happened over the weekend. Not even the weekend yet. This week. The banks did have a meeting. One bank got all excited after our call because they're seeing their treasury contact told me it was, you know, big announcement being made on Thursday. And, you know, we should see it after that. Which I didn't get too excited about because my people in Iraq told me there's a big announcement being made on Saturday. And we should get excited about that. So, obviously, we're waiting for some kind of announcement at some point for us to get excited about. Definitely wasn't Thursday. Now we're going to wait and see if it's Saturday. That's just the information we're hearing. Banks had meetings. We talked about it on Wednesday call. Who's paying these guys to do all this overtime, keep working? They were upset about it. They were told they have to work Memorial Day. They're upset about it. They had a meeting with management. They're tired of going through this all the time and nothing happening. And they're ruining their lives and their vacations. And management said, okay, we hear you. We're going to have a meeting with some other people and we'll get back to you. Came back to them and said, guess what? You're working. All vacations are canceled, and you are working Memorial Day weekend and expect to be working. That's where we're at. Now, that can mean one or two things to you and me. Either it starts that weekend or we join that weekend. But they were told that this would be initiated by the end of the month. So, that's where we're at. We're sitting here waiting. They're dictating. And we're waiting to see which one of them is right. Okay? So let's do it, right? Q&A.
Okay. Heart Light 2 says, are you hearing anything from your Canadian contact? Any bank stories or actual exchanges? And if so, what areas?
Nope.
Okay. Queen D says, can you give the history of the RV and how we are here? Include the Twitter campaign and name changes like you have did before. I know you have told the story before, but every once in a while, we need to hear it. Thank you, you and Ray, for all you do.
Really?
You want to save it for Monday, since this is not going to be a long session?
Yeah, not only that, but they evidently heard it before they were the second. Yeah. Guys, let me tell you something. I actually got to do something. So I am driving right now, but I wanted to go in, do this call, get this information off. So there might be some of the multiple noise that you guys are hearing. But, yeah, let's do that on Monday. If you guys remind me. We'll start all over from scratch, which I'm hoping we don't have to do. All right, what's the next question?
Well, that was it for the questions on the board. Now we'll talk to some live individuals. 202 area code. You're on.
Well, hello there. How y'all doing?
Fantabulous, sir.
I'm
so great.
It's a wonderful
great.
This is Norton from D.C. and Scottsdale, North Carolina. I have a question about getting a trust. When you go to make your collect your money, your changes, the bank will have people there to help you out with, to get a trust, correct? So I'm going to be dealing with a wealth manager.
No.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to be doing that, and I wouldn't do it if they did offer it. But no, I don't think the bank's going to be trying to have people there to help you set up trust.
Well, when I talk to the wealth manager about how to set up my account.
All right. Well, they may have some referrals for you then, but I wouldn't be counting them having somebody there to help you set it up and do it right then while you're trying to work with your wealth manager.
Okay, yeah, they will have somebody they know that they can call and hook you up with it. Okay,
yeah, they may refer you to someone. Guys, banks are not in the trust business. Because wealth managers have an attorney or somebody else draw up a trust for you in the manner that you want it. But that's not what they do.
All right, okay. Okay, that was my question. That's all I needed to know. Thank
you.
All right, sir.
All right, thanks.
209 area code. You are on.
Good morning and good afternoon. That last man that just called, wouldn't it the answer be for him to be assignable, to be have the account assignable to change owner and keep the contract in force and have that trust ready then?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Any investments that you enter to, you want to have those assignable because you know you want to switch over to a different entity.
Okay. So that was the answer for him. But my question is, I didn't quite understand what was being said on Wednesday's call about putting your house in the trust. So can a trustee put their house that they own now into the trust after it's been established?
No.
Whether they owe money on it or if it's paid off?
No. A trustee cannot put property into a trust that they're managing them. That's what grantors do. Grantors give trust corpus in res, not trustees.
Okay, so if I'm the trustee of the account and I want to put my house into the trust.
You're not going to put your house in the trust that you're the trustee of. Now, if you're the grantor of a trust, you can do that.
Okay, so then we are supposed to be grantors. We own nothing but control everything. Is that it as a grantor?
Yes. Well, that's what eventually happens. Starting off as the grantor, you own everything, but you're giving it away.
Okay, own everything, giving away. So who would be a trustee then? If I'm not the
anybody
trustee,
that you select to be in charge of it.
Can I do that after? Can I be the grantor and then change it to trustee?
You can eventually become one of the trustees. You can't change
okay.
it. But you can become one of the trustees. That's where your service people will help you with that. People putting the trust together,
well,
they'll share with you how to navigate that.
Okay, because I don't have the money set up, the trust that I want to set up until after the money comes in. And
right.
So after
you're just like 98% of everybody else.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope my question helps somebody else besides me. And I'll get all my information from my new trustee attorney. Thank you so much. And, guys, thank you for everything you've done. Over the last 7+ years, I've enjoyed what you've done for me, and I am absolutely thankful to those who kept the call going. Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 972, Danny, Dallas, you're on.
Yes, sir, Ray. Hey, thanks for calling me out. I'm going to step outside. I'm in a store, and I don't think I have a whole lot of questions, but I did want to interact with Tony's monologue there, pretty brief. Tony, as you see it, it could happen this weekend. Somebody told you to be ready for Thursday. It's already passed, and for sure by the end of the month. Is there anything else that we need to be aware of with those three possibilities, actually two possibilities?
I knew Thursday wasn't going to happen on Wednesday, or maybe even Tuesday, because I was trying to tell you guys something on Wednesday's call, and the possibility was between Wednesday and Saturday, because they are expecting it Saturday morning. But then Thursday, after the bank met with the Treasury, and then there was an announcement made on Thursday, and I said, I'm really not going with that, because I already know there's an announcement made on Saturday morning. It's supposed to be Saturday morning. And the people of Iraq expected something Saturday. So then we go with another bank, the larger bank, and the meeting they had, and they telling their people that, no, their vacations are canceled. They will be working Memorial Day weekend, and they tell them there will be work to do. That's what they came back and told them, and that this thing would be starting by the end of the month. So Memorial Day weekend is the end of the month. It could start before then, or it could start then. So that's my window of time, Saturday to Saturday. Let's see what happens.
All right. I'm looking at the end of the month. The 31st will be that Monday. I guess that's the Memorial Day that we're celebrating. Okay. we've waited this long. I think we can wait. Is there any other, in the times past you suggested you know of situations, institutions that need to be notified. Nobody has been notified, I think, or you would have told us that they're structured for that.
That is correct. And I did check, and nobody's been notified.
Okay, good. And Texas is still absent.
Texas is still absent. Not only are they absent, but they're absent-minded. I mean, no. Okay.
Okay. Now, let's not have any personal jabs here. We don't want to offend any unnecessary parties. Some of us have to exchange here at Texas. You know? All right. Okay. Well, I'm gonna get off. I'm in the middle of purchasing stuff for my last job, I hope. So here we go. Thanks a lot, fellas.
All right.
See you soon.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Enjoy your weekend.
All right. 404 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again, appreciate all your helping us connect the pixels here very much. Danny was kind of getting into the realm that I was interested in because in your opening monologue, Tony, you had said that your Iraqi sources are expecting it on Saturday. And, of course, I was hoping that it might be by Saturday. That might give us a few extra hours. But then you went on to say that your Iraqi sources were expecting it on Saturday morning. Correct? I've got that down correctly? No.
Saturday is supposedly the last day of EID. So my understanding is on the last day of EID is a day of giving, Everybody's supposed to give, and rich people give money on the last day of EID, which is supposed to be Saturday, the 22nd. And that's why they're expecting something on Saturday, the 22nd. The auctions have stopped. The price of the dollar hasn't moved, which they thought it would during those 10 days. It didn't. But that's over with on Saturday. So a lot of things are happening Saturday, and they're expecting to see some kind of change, even though all the articles are now saying they're going to maintain this rate for the next 4 years, which we know is not even possible.
Right. With the end of Eid, is that like sundown on Saturday? That's the conclusion. I'm sorry, I do not really know all of the Islamic traditions, but if it's sundown on Saturday, that would put it late morning tomorrow for us on the East Coast. Is that a correct assessment?
If it's at sundown, it would. You're right. That's when it is. I don't know if it's at 5, 6 o'clock or not.
So. Okay. But yeah.
Google knows all. Okay, Google knows all.
Correct, but I'm not running the computer right now where I can Google it or DuckDuckGo it or whatever. So that will be high on my priority list to do that. And also, going on, piggybacking on some of Danny's comments with respect to Texas, of course he's interested because he's in Texas. But you were saying they are absent, but are they actually being considered on high alert at this stage?
No. They have
not
even
at all
been briefed from their last briefing. They have not.
Now,
doesn't mean they can't be this evening, but they could be. They could be placed on standby this evening on the way out the door going home. I don't know. So
okay.
We'll have to wait for that part.
Okay. Well, again, appreciate everything that you're doing for us, and I would hope that this is becoming our finale Friday, our financially fit Friday. Yeah, but again, thanks so much for all you do for us. It is most appreciated. Have a great weekend. It sure looks like it's going to be one. Have a good one. Thanks again.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. You're super fantastic. And guys, the Google part is for everybody. That wasn't for 404. You can always Google that and see exactly what time and date EID is over. If you want to be like 404 and wear your dinar goggles all day long and watch the clock. You're doing a good job.
Okay.
Okay, Ray.
360. You're on. It's Walt.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. Walt,
hey,
how
sir.
You doing?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Tabby Lesser to the nth degree. And yourself?
Well, I hate to brag, and I'm living the dream. No question about
good.
It. I had a family member get real sick and from this COVID thing, and it's better now, so that's a good thing.
Oh, yes,
and,
definitely.
So I guess you don't realize how sometimes life can be short and or seem like it could be short. And I think you got to live each day as if there's a gift associated with just the fact that you're living that day. And so I share that with everybody as a personal experience of mine that's very recent, very fresh in my mind. Tony, my question, first question is we're well past 72 hours. Now, have their clocks stopped over there or what Malik is doing or no?
I don't know. He may be negotiating. They just said he had to have a response. They didn't say it had to be public or we had to know about it. But I wish I could tell you what. I wish I could tell you, they, issued a warrant for him and, things about to take off, but I can't tell you.
Sure. Well, that would be, I mean, my thought has always been, boy, as long as something doesn't get done, somebody over there is still stealing, or somebody over here is still stealing. So I would think that the people would be, if EID ends and nothing's happened, I would think that the Karaki people would want to burn it down, because there is nothing that they're going to do that's going to get this thing to happen until they make it happen. Just my thought. You disagree?
No. So this morning, articles out, Iraqi people have blocked some of the streets in some of the provinces, burning tires, everything, saying that they want their electricity. They want the things that they were promised already. So this morning, they put out a copy of a letter that the Iraqi people sent to al-Kadhimi, saying that they sent it to his email or text. They found it, sent it to him, and it's a letter all about what you promised us. You're going to do this and that, and things are going to change, and this is going to be done. Well, we're here to tell you if we don't see those changes, it basically says we're going to unleash holy hell like it's never been unleashed before. That's basically what it said. It's going to a level you have never seen before if this doesn't happen. So you're definitely getting more vocal, being seen more, and seeing enough is enough.
Right. Well, that's certainly what my thoughts kind of falls in line with that stuff. And I mean, it's going to get to be the point where there won't be a turning back, and it may disappoint us in some respect.
And I said, we'll hit this sooner or later, and I'm hoping, we're all hoping they make this announcement right now to stop all of that. Once it gets started, you know, we're getting too close. It's going to be June, October, there's a whole new government. Just can't go through that again, I don't think. It has to happen before then.
Sure. But if it, there was a post, and it had Oki's name on it, and he was saying August. Was that a fake news post? And it wasn't Oki, or any idea whether or not that was legitimate?
Well, one thing, I haven't seen it. The other thing is Oki not only said to me, but came on our call to tell everybody, he doesn't post anymore. He says, I don't do that anymore. So text,
right.
I don't post. And the third thing is, the last two times he's been contacted or thought it was going to go, he has called me. And none of those things have occurred.
He hasn't called. Right.
So I wouldn't think it's Oki. I don't know who it is doing it. Here's one more thing to add. He is listening to this call. He listens to all of them. And I'm sure he would call me if it was him and say, yeah, Tony, that was...
Right. Well, that's all good for me. I guess the only one we haven't heard from is the princess of the buses. And so when she comes on, bus lady, and shares her thoughts, then I guess we'll have completed the round of...
Well, you might not hear from her today. I think she got two flat tires instead of her regular one. But we'll see what happens.
I'm not going there, Tony. No way.
Yeah.
You're a brave man. You're a brave man. Ray, thank you very much. Tony, thanks again.
All right.
You know, the bravest man is the man on the other end of the phone line.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Well, I hope CIA lady was right, and this is our last Friday, so fingers crossed.
All right.
All right.
Let's see what happens.
Okay. Thanks, Ray.
Take
Thanks,
care.
Tony.
All right, Dan. Bye-bye.
You too.
208.
Oh, really? A
couple of numbers jumped out of the
And good morning, line. Gentlemen.
Hey, sir.
Hey, morning.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You're on.
Yeah. If I go when it's time to exchange and I go and I sign whatever I need to sign to get the contract rate, can I just cash in some of my stuff and then later on, if I want to cash more, get the contract rate again?
I don't know. Depends on when is before and again, and if there's any contract rate left. I say there's only a limited amount of the contract rate, and that's why they're letting us go in first and trying to get us down the first 10 days. So anything after that, I couldn't tell you.
Well, my question is,
have you changed all your currency at one time? No, you don't.
If
okay.
you're getting the highest possible rate you could get, why would you do some now and then do some later?
Well, because I'm the suspicious kind, and I feel that if I give them everything I got, I might wind up with nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Moving right along.
That's how you feel, yeah.
Do you feel that anything important is going to happen tomorrow?
I'm told some kind of announcement is going to be made, and it's a major announcement. So I don't know if the RV is going to happen. If the announcement is going to give us some more insight into the RV itself. But
where can we go to find out what the announcement is?
Oh, sure. We'll put it out as we get it. It'd be in the forum, chat room. And let's see what it is. We'll tweet it out if it's what we want it to be. Just, you know, so everybody can get the information.
All right. Well, thank you for the info, and have a great weekend.
All right.
You.
Thank you, sir.
610, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. It is another bright, super sunny day here on the East Coast. It's all the way up to 88, Tony. Bright and sunny. Really getting hot out here.
Man, it's bright and sunny here, too, but it's only 68 degrees today. So send my heat back.
All right. We'll have to see if we can get the winds to blow the other way. All right. Long version. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know all of these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed, paid for, and it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app to do that. And when you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. Again, to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app. And when you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. and your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal. KYW, know your worth. And Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And rally, rally, rally. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
Thank you, sir. We really do appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you.
As always,
right, you're
mm-hmm.
welcome.
Let me point out a distinction.
Uh-oh.
All right, let me point out a distinction, guys. The Venmo is TNT Super Fantastic. But some of you are starting to send in checks made out to TNT Super Fantastic. We do not have an account for TNT Super Fantastic. So don't make the checks out to TNT Super Fantastic. You're just wasting postage mailing paper that we can't do anything with. So the electronic Venmo, TNT Super Fantastic. But if you, those are check writers, money order writers, you still need to make that out to me. We don't have a TNT bank account because it's not a business. It's just the name of what we're doing with this site. So just wanted to make that clarification. Starting to see, I guess maybe some people are listening too much to G-Man and just mentally just writing TNT Super Fantastic on the checks also. So let's not do that. That is not really working out. But thank you, G-Man, for all that you do for us.
Yep. All right. You're welcome, Ray.
Thank you, sir.
All right. 281 area code. You're on.
Well, hello, Ray. How you doing?
Fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm good. And hello, Mr. Tony. How you doing?
I am super fantastic. I am so glad you turned that wig straight and pumped them tires up and back on the road.
I heard you talking about my tires flat. Ain't nothing flat over here. I got cushion padding over here. Look here, let me tell you. I can go on flat and still roll down the road with some cushion. How about that? Anyway.
I'm going to talk to your husband, girl. Don't nobody want to hear that mess.
I bet he ain't never hit the floor. Anyway, okay, so now I do have a question. Now, have your sources in Iraq given you any information if the Kurds have gotten paid or not? Because we really haven't seen anything about it in the papers or anything, in the media, in the news or articles. And they were supposed to get paid.
Okay. Kurds have not been paid. Have not. And even though they were supposed to get paid last Saturday, and then this Saturday, they said they're moving the meeting until next week, which is supposed to take place this weekend. So they're not even meeting again to resolve it. It said until next week. So if we look at that, the announcement can be made Saturday, can be resolved, and they can get paid next week, or they can meet next week, resolve it, and they can get paid Memorial Day weekend. I don't know which one it's going to be, but I know it's somewhere in that window, I know the Kurds have not been paid. They are being told things. And one of our contacts over there is involved in the Kurdistan system. Let me put it that way.
Okay, because I was wondering if that could have been part of the holdup of why they haven't just made the announcement or released it yet, because they had not gotten paid yet, you know, if that had anything to do with it. So, but you just explained
that. Okay, well,
that
this is
so
what
hopefully.
I think. And this is just what I think, okay? So the Kurds want to get paid in the new rate. So whatever's going on with the way that they're using that as an excuse, because until it's resolved, whatever it was, they wanted to wait for the currency market, they wanted to wait for the end of EID to do something else. They're not going to pay the Kurds until then, but that's just something for us to look at, a little shiny object while they're working on whatever they are, the distraction, if you will, because you know that's the rate the Kurds want to get paid at.
Okay. All right. Well, that was my one question, and everything else you pretty much answered with the other callers and kind of what you discussed when you opened up with the call. So I'm hoping we see something by Monday or at least next week, if nothing else. So we'll see. All right. Well, y'all have a good weekend. Thank you for answering
you
my
too.
Questions. Bye. You're
super fantastic. Okay, right?
Okay, 954. Area code, you're on.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony.
Hey.
Hi.
Can you... Hi. Before, I have two questions, but before I ask my questions, Marjan Lady, one of the... I give Ray or Tony, or Ray, I mean, a belated happy birthday. She's in the middle of her Mahjong game.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, is she winning?
They play for big bucks. In
well,
six,
the question is she winning?
Well, she usually does. We'll say that. When she doesn't win, it's hell around here.
Oh, okay.
It's a big-time game. Big-time game. Well, listen, just to kind of follow up on Bus Lady's question, do you think because of this, Kurdistan is coming in next week for this, you know, could that be the reason for the holdup? That it's not happening because they're coming in to work on the budget and the provisions and all that?
No, because I think it's already done. And I've been told plenty of times that they're in agreement back in November. So now they're not arguing the agreement, they're arguing the mechanism. I mean, and we can go on and on and on. But I think it's just used as a cover story or a reason for not. But they're not even telling the people that's why they're not getting paid, because we haven't agreed on how to pay Kurdistan. But we know Kurdistan wants to get paid at the new rate.
I kind of figured that was the answer. Any different numbers on the dong on the screen?
Nope. Got no change in numbers.
What was it? I've heard so many the last few days. What's the latest number on the screen?
80 cents.
I think it was 371. Oh,
where? For the dome, right?
For the dome, yeah.
Eighty cents was the last thing we were given from our bank.
80
folks.
For the last time. All right. Hey, that's it. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
All right, sir. We're going to go ahead and wrap this one up. You, I know you're on the road trying to maintain the calls and need to focus on your driving. So we'll cut this one short. Drive safe.
All right. Thank you, sir. I will definitely be trying to do that. All right, guys, it was good news. We'll see what happens in the morning. If we find out what the announcement was, we'll definitely send it out so everybody else will know. We can, in fact, do it. Banks are working, though. The working this weekend, and they are told they'll be working next weekend. So while it's bad news for them, it's great news for us. Then you stand, and I don't mean one bank. I say banks with an S. So we'll see what's going on. Rates are still good. Gas is still going up. So two things. First of all, you want to listen to G-Man. Do what we need to do because I know Ray's stretching this out. So definitely do that. And second of all, enjoy your weekend. Be super fantastic and share the super fantastic. I'm telling you, it'll make a difference. Just try it. And look in that person's eyes when you're doing it and watch the change on their face. I love that feeling. I get it all the time. You guys should try it. So if anything happens, you know, we'll tweet it out and put it in the column or the chat room, but we'll do a call if that's what we need to do. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your weekend, right?
All right. That's going to do it, folks. It's Friday. Living it up Friday night. So let's enjoy the weekend. Keep believing. We sure did.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
fix it.
I'm a fix it.
Yes, I will.
If you just believe.
Just believe.
Oh, it's got to get better.
I'm doing shots.
I know you've been crying at night. But I came by to let you know that it's gonna get better. Trust in him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't handle it.
You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to him.
Oh, won't he work it out?
Yes,
if you believe it, say that. I
believe.
Your money's gonna get better. Things are gonna work up for you good. Tell somebody.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You'll make it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
Excited about your future.
District 5, are you ready?
To stop conference recording, press 1. Return. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. We are out of here.